was called Samuel, for God had heard a prayer. Set apart to serve with no razor to his hair. Samuel acted righteously, his judge over the nation. But the same could not be said for the next generation. His sons did what was wicked and the people saw this thing. Wished to be like other nations and asked Samuel for a king. Samuel thought it wicked, but God let it be. They're not rejecting you, they are rejecting me. They have their land, but they have no king. Got freedom, but they still desire man over me. Give them their king, but warn them right now. When their king makes them slaves, let their king help them out. Samuel warned Israel, they did not take heed. Make us like the nations and give us a king. A man from Benjamin standing over them all. Taller by a head, became a new king. Saul held on to the kingship the rest of his life. But illicit sacrifice took the kingship from his line. Samuel told Saul that since he broke God's command, Saul's kingdom wouldn't stand, would be plucked from his hand. God sought out a king who would be after his heart. A humble shepherd boy who put the horse before the car. Knowing his glory came in employing a faith in a God whose greatness succeeded outweigh the gods of the ages and all the rulers and mages and all the giants and sages. This was the way of King David. He got his name in the pages, not by demanding his wages, but by believing Yahweh is the only factor for gauging an escalating situation. When they all were forsaken, hope at the giants parading, he saw a kill for the taking, all for the sake of proclaiming Yahweh is great to be praising. This giant killer was raised from a humble foundation to a venerated place. Grace from Yah's face on a boy who stayed in the way. After David came Solomon, and after that the kingdom fell into the house of Judah, in the house of Israel. And so the time of the judges was gone. Time for these new kings to come. Remember what God has done. Samuel out, mic drop, so long.